It's time now for the KJO Community Spotlight. We're on Fridays. We turn that spotlight on to a local athlete. And our local athlete is coming to you right now from East Texas. Welcome, Hidden Valley alum, Sam Vidlak. Sam, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio. You're a junior this year at Stephen F. Austin University playing some football, and you had a pretty good year. Tell me about it.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Yeah, it was a really fun year. I'm really glad to be down here in East Texas with these guys. It's a great coaching staff. I got great teammates. You know, I played the first 9 games of the season before having a season-ending injury. We're playing real good, and we ended up finishing the year 7-5. And so we bring everybody back next year, and I'm real excited about next season and the opportunities that holds. And I just can't wait to get back to work with these guys this offseason and start working toward meeting our goals next season.
Well, I think you're a bit shy about talking about some of your accomplishments there. You have been named as a finalist for the Walter Payton Award. I've got some numbers here. You tell me if they're correct. You threw for about 2,387 yards this year with 27 touchdowns. Is that accurate?
Yes, sir. That is accurate.
And just 4 interceptions. So pretty good year for a junior. Tell me about the award. Are you aware of that? I'm sure you're aware of that. What does it entail, and what do you have to do in order to accomplish this?
So it's a really big honor just to be nominated for that. It's what the Walter Payton Award is it's the Heisman Award for the FCS. It's a big honor just to be nominated. I'm really thankful, and I think it's just a testament to our offense here and our team. You know, the coaching staff, they put us in great positions, and, you know, I'm in an offense now that really values and utilizes my skill set, which is throwing the football, and I got good guys around me that can make plays, catching the football, and good O-line. So I think it's really just a testament to our offense. You don't have a Walter Payton Award nominee or finalist unless your offense is really productive, and so that's really kind of a team award that I'm really proud of, being able to be a part of an offense that was that productive this season, and I'm really looking forward to hopefully growing and getting even better with the same group of guys that's coming back. But yeah, it's definitely something I'm very thankful for, you know, especially after going through just the process of college football and facing adversity here and there. And you deal through that stuff and you learn from it, and getting to be a finalist for an award like that is definitely really neat and something I'm really thankful that I can kind of see the payoff for a lot of hard work and just that God had a plan for me the whole way. So I'm something I'm really thankful for, and thankful that God had this place prepared for me.
How's the injury?
The injury is doing good. So I broke my collarbone on my non-throwing shoulder in that game against Nichols right at the start of the fourth quarter. And I actually just got out of my sling today, which was a big step in the path to recovery. And I'll be back in no time. I'm already feeling great and able to do daily functions and everything pretty normal already. So I'm just really trying to gear up and build up strength and everything and flexibility for spring ball when that gets here. And that'll be here shortly, you know, quicker than I can think of it. So really just trying to get healthy for that. But the injury is coming along good and smooth. And I'm really fortunate it wasn't something worse.
So you're expected to be 100% by spring football?
Yep, 100% by spring football. So nothing will be holding me back or anything. And really thankful it wasn't an injury that took me out of spring football or fall camp next season. Or people go through tough injuries where they're out for a long time. And while it really was unfortunate to miss those last 3 games of the season, and I wanted to be out there more than anything, it hurts and it stinks, but I'm really thankful that I'm healthy and I'll be ready to go for, you know, a full off season to prepare for next season, and hopefully we can go accomplish all our goals next season.
Well, you're looking at your senior year. What are the goals for next year?
I think our ultimate goal is to bring everybody back. You know, we want to win this conference. We want to win the Southland Conference, and we want to make a real deep run in the playoffs, which is something that's really, really doable for us. I think setting the expectations high and holding that standard is something that is a reasonable goal for us, and that's not just blowing smoke. It's something I actually think we can accomplish. I think that we can win anywhere between 10 and 15 games next season if we do maximize our potential and, you know, take advantage of our opportunities. So those are going to be the goals, really. It's a one game at a time thing and a one day at a time thing, even in the off season. But I do have high aspirations and goals for this team this next season, and I'm just really excited for, you know, my senior year and to get to work with a group of guys here.
Away from your athletic endeavors, I've got to ask about how school's going and the pursuit of a degree.
Yeah, school's going good. So I have actually already graduated. I got a communication degree, and I'm working on my master's degree right now in public administration, and I should have that completed following next football season.
What lies ahead? Any long-term plans, Sam?
I would like to keep playing as long as I can, and then whenever that ends, I'm probably going to get into coaching. I'm going to be a dad here any day now.
Oh, congratulations.
My wife is pregnant, and so I'm just waiting on that baby to get here. His due date was yesterday. We're really just waiting on him to get here. I can't wait to be a dad, and that's my big thing in my life that I'm looking forward to the most. I got a lot of exciting things happening right now, and being a dad is the top of that, and I can't wait for that, and can't wait to see Jaden be a mom, and it's gonna be really fun. But so we'll take it one day at a time, and can't wait for that baby to get here, and then get working on football as well.
How long can you expand your football career for?
It really depends on next season. You know, I think I had a really good season this year, and it helped put me on the map, and I'll be in a position to get some looks next season. And so if I can have a good season next year and capitalize on the opportunities ahead, then hopefully I can continue my dream of playing as long as I can, and we'll see what opportunities open up once my college career is over. But my focus is just on enjoying my time in college, and, you know, I finally found the fit that I was looking for the whole time here. It's exactly what I was looking for, and so I'm really trying to soak that up every day and make sure that I don't let a day go by without being thankful for it or really enjoying this, because it took a lot of work to get to where I am now, and to be at a place with the people that I'm with are top notch. You know, I absolutely love these guys here, and I wish I had 4 more years of college eligibility, because I'd love to spend them here. But, you know, I got 1 more, and so I'm going to enjoy every day of that, try to make the most of it, and then, you know, I'm just trusting whatever God has for me after that, whether it be to get into coaching right after college football or to continue playing at whatever level that may be. So I'm just going to do my best and see what opportunities open up after that.
Sam, we want to thank you very much for your time. Congratulations on the award and the accolades, and we wish you the very best. And by all means, keep us informed of your progress here, and let us know about the birth of that young man, too.
Thank you. That sounds good. I really appreciate you guys having me on today.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to the Community Spotlight here on KAJO, courtesy of Grants Pass Broadcasting and Rogue Credit Union.